The Nigeria that we have today is a remnant of, you know, of what a lot of people have bastardized, right? But that shouldn't necessarily be our own identity. That is where I look at it from. We don't have to identify with being that kind of Nigerian, you know, and it gives us another advantage being in the diaspora. This is why I constantly think, or rather push forward, that the Nigerian diaspora is as important as Nigeria itself, especially in view of progress. Yeah.
So it's the creation of the environment, yes,
mm-hmm.
that can truly bring out the Nigerian. You know, because if you really look at it, the country is densely populated.
Yeah.
You know, so the basic comforts, the basic rights are not there. So that's another place you have to start from. So it must come from the top.
In all this journey, I did not give anybody $1.
The reverse brain drain. We've got successful Nigerians in diaspora. Some of them are even experts in their fields,
mm-hmm.
you know. These are the people we need to tap into to export their wealth of knowledge, you know, and try and see how we can bridge that wealth of knowledge and do what's a reverse brain drain. Because in the last 20, 30 to 40 years, yeah,
mm.
there's been an exodus of people from the continent of Africa.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, looking for the new world. The difference is we've come willingly. You know, the new world has come willingly. The old world came unwillingly, and that's why they were slaves. You know, now I think the world has come a full cycle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there should be an opportunity for a reverse brain drain.
Yeah. The brain drain situation, the reverse brain drain as we see it, is already happening the way I feel. It's already happening because there's black engagement between non-Africans per se. So Africans that we know, well, not non-Africans, Africans who are enslaved. And they're also, right, enslaved Africans, just to get the terminology right. Now, they have this idea about what Africa is and how Africa is. You can see what's going on in Ghana, Sierra Leone, Senegal, Gambia. They have a high influx of black people going there to explore the place, to look at the place, to set up shop, right? That is not being picked up on the scale that we would like it to be, and it's not being highlighted as we want it to be, but it's going on because you see those people share it. They talk about their experiences and that. What is missing is the government of Africa as a whole, the presidents of different countries jumping on that thing and making it an item or making it an issue. So that's where there is a disconnect, because the people are doing it individually, but the government are not supporting this move. Whereas you have a situation where the Chinese, the Japanese, you know, they celebrate their own country within themselves. They say, I don't know if you guys have seen adverts. They celebrate even their small towns. They have like different things where they promote their towns. You know, they'll promote Beijing to the guys in Hong Kong, promote Tokyo to guys in Singapore. You know, they do this among themselves, inviting other Chinese people that have left or people that identify as Chinese from before to come back and help with the rebuilding or the transformation process. You know, so that conversation is completely lost when it comes to Africans in general. That's one thing we don't see. You know, when it comes to building trust, that I think that can actually help, and it helps with integrity as well. Because if we look at our black community, last week we were talking about, hey, look, you know, there needs to be like more needs to be done within our schools, for instance. You know, to change not change curriculum, but at least put in some input.
Sorry.
Let Black Lives Matter not just be all about slavery. You know, it needs to be about celebrating a level of success. And I think being at discussed that as well, when he said, look, we should start showcasing our talents, you know, put them in magazines, put them, you know, different, doesn't matter who they are. Because guess what? The opposition, not opposition, the other people do it. A lot of other people do it. The white people celebrate white success on a very, very different level than we blacks celebrate it. Maybe it's because we've not caught up with that level of thinking yet, you know, in terms of advertising and using the media to effect purpose. Maybe, I'm not sure.
But I don't know if it's because we haven't caught up to that thinking.
Mm.
I believe that it's the inherent disunity. You know, because if you look at it, yes.
Yeah.
Most people, let's call it spade a spade, shall we?
Okay.
There's no true joy in seeing another person progress in from where we come. Instead, everybody wants to be better than the other. Yeah. That's why the unity is not there. You know, everybody thinks, you know, they're better than the next person. You know, until we can behave, get to that maturity of aligning. You know, you're very right what you said. The Asians do it. They align. They build a cycle of wealth. You know, yeah, you can see it in the local communities we all live in. You know. Anyway, I'll let you get on.
What do you think, Gringa? I mean, jumping into it as well, in terms of trust, you know, building trust. Personally, I think we're lacking somewhere.
Yeah, you've already made good input already, but for me, the building of trust is very important in anything we do in life. We need to be able to have trust and confidence. But when you talk about Africa in general, remember we have different types, different tribes. And in those tribes, you have some individuals that they have self-interest. I can pick you up from the political side of things, or I can pick you up from the mentality of the religious sector. I can also pick it up from people not confident in themselves because they want to be like their European partner, or they want to be like somebody else that they're not.
Yeah.
So I will first of all take it from the colonial mentality. Because sometimes I listen to Fela Kuti sometimes, and his lyrics speaks a lot to what we discuss most of the time, which are very important for a black person to open their eyes. On the aspect of the colonial mentality, the average, and I'm not generalizing, most black people don't see themselves, they see themselves as inferior, self-complex.
Integration.
Yes, they belittle themselves. So until they have a certain color kind of skin, they don't associate themselves with Africa. They don't see themselves as someone to be celebrated. If they don't change their name or speak in a certain way, they're not that certain person. And when you see someone, because in fact, let me start over again, my apology. Let's even define what Africa is. Africa is in the center of the whole world. So if Africa as a definition of the true Africa that is meant to be from the beginning, as the black man came with the color of their skin, we don't need to worry about trust or integrity or any kind of value. But because of the interference and the mentality of African people, all these side effects has kicked in to derail us from being peculiar people. So that trust and all those things will be difficult to achieve if we don't go back to the original Africanism or Pan-African or Pan-Africanism.
Okay, let's, if you don't mind, let's flip it a little bit, because since we're, three of us are Nigerians now, right? And we know exactly living in diaspora is a whole different ballgame, right? We look at a situation where we say, okay, where do we start? The only thing is always a starting point. Where do we start? All right? We can say, okay, what is Africa? What do we define as Africa? Okay, let's start with ourselves. What is Nigeria per se? How would we define ourselves as a new Nigerian if we want to bring out a subject matter. So, okay, if this guy is a new Nigerian, what kind of values can he have that would affect change at home and in diaspora?
It's good the way you define it in a much simple way, because then I'll be able to articulate properly.
Mm.
To us as Nigerians,
right,
it's meant to be, I don't mean to be narrow-minded, but it's meant to be one ideology.
Yeah.
And I'll back it up with a philosopher called Ubuntu. And that they don't teach in school. And Ubuntu's story was, I am because you are.
Yeah.
But that does not work anymore for most of us in Nigerians. You and I and the other gentlemen, you know you have to love your neighbors, you have to do the care about your neighbor, but things have changed. In this era, is who gets what at the next person's detriment. And there's always an adage that, because I'm a Yoruba person, that most people use that I don't really get. And what they say is that ti in your combo budget, then you call it that. Meaning that if it does not get worse for somebody else, you can get better.
Yeah.
That kind of mindset is.
Yeah.
Well, are you getting me?
Yeah, I get you. The reason why is, you know, like we have a situation where we say, okay, let's put forward what we think a new Nigerian be. The purpose is, the reason why is, okay, let's repurpose this conversation because we're all Nigerians here, right? Right? So the persona of an individual that stands forward and you say, okay, you know, like Americans now, you know, there's movies, there's books, there's always, okay, the American, the European, you know, the Scotsman, you know that, right? There is no movie called The Nigerian. There's no book called The Nigerian. There's no documentary called The Nigerian, because there is no definition for what the Nigerian should be.
For a Nigerian.
You know, there isn't one out there. So if you want to read about a Nigerian, you know, you have to really, really research so many people and then come up with your own. But they can't be a persona. They can't be like a, what's the word now? Something like an example to say, okay, going forward, how do you perceive a Nigerian to be at this present point in time?
When you get to the international airport, if you visit Nigeria, whatever one it is, Abuja, Port Harcourt, Lagos, until the philosophy we say is bros, what do you bring for us, can end, that is a new Nigeria.
That's from okay, that's one point of view.
Until the man in power can understand that he is there for the people and not for himself or herself. Yeah.
Mr. Solomon, your question is a very difficult question to answer.
It's not a question per se. It's an open thing, because here on the platform, for instance, right? Platform being discussed now is, okay, diaspora here, and then obviously us being Nigerians. There's an agenda that, okay, there is a new Nigerian in the offing. Yeah, all of us, all of us want good things to happen. The only reason why we're, you know, more or less happy to do what we do, because we want to be forerunners for that persona on a level. So if people interact with you, they don't generalize you. They don't look at you and look at you like, oh, this guy's a fraud, this guy's a criminal, which is what Nigeria is getting now, right? So in order for that to happen, so you should be able to define what the new Nigerian is, you know? It's not really a question, like I said, it's something that I think can be building up on gradually.